This is Chris Martin from New Hampshire Audubon, bringing you Something Wild. At Carter Hill Orchard in Concord, a reliable measure of summer's transition to autumn is the changing list of apple varieties that are ready to pick. Early Paula Reds, which ripen in August, give way to tart Macintoshes, then juicy Macaons and sweet Cortlands as September wears on. By early October, yellowed leaves and frosty mornings signal late-season apples with appropriate names, Gibson Golden and Honey Crisp. People that know apples can tell you what month it is by the varieties dropping off the trees. The same goes for migrating raptors and people who watch them. Recently, I visited Carter Hill, where, in addition to apple seekers, a dedicated group of hawk counters gather daily. From early September through the end of October, they perch on an elevated wooden platform with a vista that reaches north to the White Mountains. Around 15 species of hawks are tallied over the orchard in this two-month period. This year's count just passed a milestone, 10,000 raptors. Like apples, some hawks are ready to go early while the weather is warm. Others don't start their journey until much later in the fall. The season starts with a trickle of crook-winged ospreys and energetic kestrels. In mid-September, the skies fill with broad-winged hawks, rising in swirls referred to as kettles that boil up across the sky. These kettles can get pretty big, as volunteer Crawford Lyons can attest.
And we saw our first giant kettle of 300 birds, and that was just one of the most cool things I've ever seen.
So did that hook you? Was that like,
I was hooked before, but that day was spectacular.
By October, peregrine falcons come rowing past. In the chill at season's end, it's mostly redtails, and if you're lucky, a couple golden eagles, too. And then there's the view.
You have the downside that you're freezing your butt off up on the deck, but the upside is that you get to see the changing of the seasons as the snows start to come across the top of the White Mountains. I've spent an hour just looking at that in binoculars.
But the birds nearly always upstage the scenery.
We have about 15 right now.
Experienced observers, like Lyons, pluck tiny specks out of the highest branches of the sky, using binoculars and spotting scopes to harvest every last possible migrant for the count.
I got a bird right of Northfield Tower, about one full binocular, a half of a glass up.
So, I was curious, why do they watch hawks? Volunteer Tom Bruton has a few reasons.
One is to have a glimpse into the wild world.
Yeah.
It's glorious to be out here. The second reason is for the camaraderie of the other hawk watchers. There's just a real bonding that goes on. And probably the third reason is for the ability to completely disconnect from my normal world of travel, clients, technology, etc., etc.
So therapy?
Yes, of a sort. Absolutely, of a sort.
And natural therapy.
And I don't have to pay a high price per hour for that.
Bingo.
Free nature therapy. Not a bad idea. Watching hawks from Carter Hill Orchard, for Something Wild, I'm Chris Martin. Something Wild is a joint production of New Hampshire Audubon, the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forests, and NHPR.